My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
First of all, I want to start off by wishing Jesse Pegula good luck today, tonight, as she takes the court. Amazing what she's been able to accomplish, and we're all pulling for her. I know every fan of the Buffalo Bills is pulling for her, and probably half the country as well, or all the country. So phenomenal job that she's done, and we wish her well today and tonight when she takes the court. Beyond that, we're looking forward to our Wednesday practice. Today's a Wednesday for us, and it is for everyone else, and looking forward to the challenge of the Arizona Cardinals and what they present as they come in here this weekend. Well-coached team, very talented. They've added a number of high picks through the course of this year, past year's draft, and they're a very talented football team and bring a lot to the table. So we'll have a challenge in front of us. Certainly respect what they do in their organization. Injury update for you. So Javon Solomon will not practice today. Mitch Trubisky will be limited. And then Cole Bishop, Quentin Morris, and Curtis Samuel will all be full today. Captains wise, I know that's for some of you a question that you'll want to know the answer to. So our captains this year helping lead our football team will be Josh Allen and Terrell Bernard. And then around them will also be placed a leadership group or council of 10 other players, which will help lead our football team. So with that, I'll turn it over to you for your questions.
So Sean, as a departure from having a bigger number of captains, I guess, what went into that decision?
Yeah, just overall, Sal, more than anything, it's the leadership structure, if you will, is going to be different every year just based on, one team over another. And every team's different, so just felt strongly that the leadership structure that we put into place this year is what this team calls for and what it needs.
Going to offense, how comfortable are you with? I mean, there's been times Josh has not played in the preseason, but given the newcomers that have come and how many different players are on offense, how comfortable are you having the offense on the field for maybe 4 minutes?
Well, I think overall that's probably true for Josh, right? But not true of the entire offense. I mean, most of the offense was out there in the Pittsburgh game, I would say, in addition to the game you referenced there. So, practice time too is important, and practicing in a way that it gets you as acclimated as you can be to the game. And so, the plan was to play all of them as well in that third preseason game. But just again, due to the injuries that we had incurred it to that point, I just didn't think it was the best for us there. So a lot of people take different approaches. Sometimes your hand is forced, just based on the situation.
I think it's pretty expected of Terrell Bernard standing at the position, but what was it like just telling him and that moment for him?
Yeah, it was great. He's a player that, as has certainly performed on the field, and I think it's really really been fun to watch him develop as a leader, and the work that he's done and the work that our staff has done with him. Will Greenberg, I know, one of our assistant strength coaches, does a lot of work with Terrell in developing him and his leadership, and he's done a phenomenal job, those two working together, and his leadership is important, and everyone feels that around them.
And Sean, I've heard Samuel back from his unique skill set. How many doors does that open for Joe in terms of lining up, setting up matchups for other guys on the field at the same time?
Well, it offers some level of unpredictability, I would guess. But overall, you know, it's what's important mostly for us is that we get into a rhythm and we continue to learn some of these new players that we have, Curtis being one of them. We're excited to see him out there at practice today and then tomorrow and on into the game. So I think we're still, because of the number of unknowns and somewhat some younger guys being unproven and whatnot, it's we're going to learn a little bit about our team every week moving forward.
What's the nature of
Oblique.
Yeah. Sean, safety has been such a key thing for you guys and the stability. Where do you see it now? Where's Mike Edwards, and where do you see that position, right? Those two positions right now.
The strong and the free.
Yeah.
I mean, they're a little bit interchangeable, right? You know how we do that. So, you know, we'll see how it unfolds this week with who goes where and who plays what position. And because, again, of the late start, I would say, just due to the injuries with Mike, learning the system, Cole the same way, continuing to learn the system to get themselves ready to go for Sunday and beyond. He's a pro. You know, you look at where he's come from, Tampa Bay and then Kansas City, where they both teams had success, right, when he was there. So it's just a process to learn. Sometimes it's similar defenses but different terminology. And sometimes that's the biggest challenge for some of these guys who have been in other places. So Mike's been, you know, a good addition to our team, and we enjoy having him out there.
Do you know who will start next to Raff?
Yeah, DeMar Hamlin will start.
John, how impressed are you with all that DeMar went through last year? No matter how it happened, that he ends up at the top of your depth chart to start this year.
Yeah, I mean, what else can't this young man do? I mean, he's basically went through what he went through on the field. You guys have written about that over and over. And, I mean, to come back from that, you know, it's one thing to come back off of an ACL or a broken bone. It's another thing to come back off of what he came back off of, right? Let alone just to decide to play football and contact football, right, in full pads at the NFL level. I don't think I need to say anything more. I mean, it's incredible. I think God's hand's been on DeMar and his family and will continue to be. And we're just extremely proud and full of gratitude to watch him go through what he's went through and where he is now.
When you informed him, what was his reaction on learning that he's going to start?
Sorry?
When you informed him, what was his reaction?
Yeah, it's not really like I don't go around and tell each guy, like, hey, you know, I name you the starter this week. And that would be pretty cool if I did, though, I guess. But maybe we should try that. The defensive coaches handle that. And when you're around it enough, you kind of get the feel. Yeah, I'm taking reps with the ones. And so, yeah. But I'm sure we'll touch base later in the week. And the most important thing for our team overall is just to have a regular week. I know it's the first week. You know, there's a lot of energy, right? It's going to be a home opener, season opener, and that's going to be awesome, right, to be at home to do that. You know, it's important that we remain poised and manage our energy at the same time so we can execute.
What did you see from DeMar on the field during camp that makes him earn this spot to start? What did he do throughout camp? I guess limited preseason time speaking.
Yeah, I think it's consistency and opportunity, right? So the opportunity that was there, he took advantage of it and was consistent, built, you know, a certain level of rapport with T-Rap, and that's important as well at the safety position. So watching those two communicate, and so, you know, anxious to watch both of them play this weekend.
Hey, Sean, you've only seen Kyler Murray one time, and obviously, as you recall, that did not end well in Arizona.
Yeah, I remember that game. Thanks, Sal.
obviously, he's been hurt, you had the knee injury, but what are you thinking you're going to be seeing from this kid? Now that he's over the injury, he's back.
Yeah, he's a dynamic player. They have a number of weapons on that side of the ball in particular, and really across their roster. So it'll be a big challenge for us. It's never easy when you've got a player that's a two-dimensional threat that can throw it from the pocket and also run and create headaches like that. So and extend plays, right? So quite a few, of the quarterback design runs and so on and so forth. So you know, our structure defensively is going to be very important to us.
Speaking of that play, and not to bring just that one up, but that's part of you often reference scar tissue. this team developing scar tissue over the course of the years. How do you now convey or rebuild that scar tissue, knowing that you only have 10 guys who were there from during Hale Murray? Or how do you carry that over as a team that hasn't a lot of guys haven't built up that scar?
Man, that's probably a complex question, John, really. It's, every year is a new year, right? So, to go back to that, those of us that were there and experienced it and are still here, that's part of our past. But we're looking forward to this week. We're looking forward to really just today's practice and getting on that field and working on the things that we need to work on to get ourselves better as a football team and individually and in terms of fundamentals and things that. Those are the things that are important right now this time of year.
Where's Mitch at? Obviously, dealing with that knee injury, going to be limited today. And what do you have to do to get Mike up to speed?
Yeah. Another question with, small window of time to get a new player up to speed. But, yeah, I mean, it's Mike's done it before. If that need arises, we have confidence in Mike, confidence in Mitch. Not sure yet on Mitch. We'll see today. I know, like I said, he's going to be limited. So I think we'll just take it one day at a time with Mitch and then also gauging where Mike is as well. So we'll be ready either way.
Sean, what's the challenge of facing a team with a coaching staff you're not very familiar with? It's week one. You haven't seen them much in preseason. Of course, the same thing for them facing you. But what's that challenge like for your staff this week?
Yeah, it's a big challenge because we have some new members of our staff as well, and watching us work together, watching us collaborate, communicate, making sure we're going through some of the contingency plans as well, and it's hard too because there's a lot of unknowns when you're coming off of the off season and into the first game of the year, and so it's important that all of those things that I just mentioned. Are really top shelf for us, and that's we're going to know primarily. We feel like what they want to do, they're probably going to know the same for us. And it's just a lot of hey, let's make sure that we have everything where we need it to be.
Coach, you've got some challenges this week. I know it's the first game, but you got a quick turnaround in a place. A couple of years ago, you had an early game, and you had over 13 players that suffered from dehydration. Is that something you've got to manage throughout this game?
Yeah, I'm not talking about that game. I appreciate your question, but I'm focused on Arizona. We're focused on Arizona.
Hey, Sean, the word is out that Bobby Babbage is going to call the defense.
Yep.
Can you confirm that? And also, what's behind that decision, and why did you give him? Why are you giving him this opportunity?
Yeah, confidence in Bobby. That's the reason for it, which stems from what I saw this spring, what I saw in preseason and with his staff and how they've worked. And, there's going to be some inexperience there, right? But we were all inexperienced, and it's how you take those situations and how you learn from them and you use it to make you better. So he's done a really good job, and I've been real proud of what he's done and looking forward to his continued growth as he moves forward here.
Sean, you talked a lot about your mentorship.
He talked a lot about my mentorship, or did I talk about him?
He talked about
yeah, he doesn't tell you all the bad stuff, right? All the times when he leaves my office and he's going, would you just shut up? Someone helped me years ago, so I just think overall that, I've been through a lot of play calls and leading a defense and building a defense from the ground up. So, you know, I remember when I got to Carolina and Coach Rivera was saying, hey, I'd been a part of a defense before and led it, but I'd never built it from the ground up. And at the time, I was trying to figure out what exactly he meant. And then having done it, it's different, right? So in this case, Bobby's taking over a defense, but also putting his signature on it as well, which I encourage. So, yeah, I'm excited for Bobby. And listen, this is just one game, right? There's going to be more. There's 17 games in the year right here. So we'll just, again, with Bobby, with myself, with our team, take them one at a time.
Two more, please. Sean, when did you first identify Terrell as a leader? I mean, it was a year ago that we still had questions about the linebacker position. Was
yeah.
this an immediate thing? Was this something you grew into? And how has he evolved since you got
there? Well, it helps that I knew his college coach, that I know his college coach. That helps for sure. But then, you know, when you're around and you just watch and, I guess, evaluate at the same time to try and really get a true evaluation on what this person and then what the player really brings to the table. Skill is one thing, but what other attributes, intangibles, does a person really bring to our team and to the position? And so I think we were able to see some of those flashes, some of those ingredients early. And then for him to then really start to flip that switch or turn that switch on while playing last year, I thought it was very, very impressive, even though it was kind of in a junior form. And so now it's, hey, continue to play and continue to improve in your play, but also stepping into a leadership role. And that doesn't mean that he's just like any of us, a final product or a final version of who he's going to be or become, but I'm confident he's going to continue to grow in that role.
Sean, I was going to say, you talk about the injuries and where they are, and it's a short time before the game. How much has the change in practice squad rules and the ability to elevate guys made it better for the game, easier, simpler maybe for you guys to wait right until a later moment to make those decisions?
Yeah, the new, call it the new rule, right, of the practice squad and how things can be used and utilized, I think has really worked well. To improve our league, right? At the end of the day, fans want to see the best players that they can on the field every Sunday, and I think this helps answer some of that as well.
Sean, how do you manage when you're on the field looking at a situation and the former defensive play caller says, well, I called this year, you talk about, you know, Bobby wanted to have some growing pains, to let him do that, to say, okay, I might think that I want to use this year, but I let Bobby do his own thing to let him grow, even if it's not what I think is best in this spot?
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the hardest parts of the job for me and also for him as well, because when you're working for a defensive head coach, like I did in Carolina, you know, there's going to be, you know, X amount of plays each game where the coach is going to disagree with you, you know, so that's just human nature, right? So doesn't mean it's wrong that either I disagree or that he calls something else. And so, you know, that's where you try and build as much alignment during the week and during the off season as you can. And that we're seeing things in a similar, through a similar lens, and you do the best you can. Yeah.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl,
Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.